Okay, then. So we've got a special interview lined up now in terms of Derbyshire County Cricket Club, as it was a fantastic opening match win of the season at home against Gloucestershire. I'm delighted to say that we've got an exclusive interview with Derbyshire all-rounder Lewis Rees. Lewis, first of all, how's it going? You okay?
Yeah, it's good feeling after obviously the opening win. And nice to probably have another day off to try and let the body rest and recuperate, ready to go this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, a fantastic way to start off the 2025 season. So, just for any listeners that somehow might not be aware, Derbyshire, well, thrashed Gloucestershire by 9 wickets at the county ground to get their 2025 season off to a fantastic start. I mean, just sort of on the morning of the game, was there a feeling within the squad, when you were looking at the conditions of the pitch, did you think that you could be in line for something really special and that you could get off to a winning start?
Yeah, I think we've been really fortunate with the weather we've had pre-season. We've obviously been able to, I suppose, get outside and utilize our facilities as well as we possibly could over the last few weeks, which I suppose installs a bit of confidence into people, knowing that they've put in the time outside, they've got used to conditions, and I think everyone was in a good headspace going into that first game. So yeah, obviously you never know what's going to happen, especially on that first morning. But it turned out obviously that things went our way and we were able to get on a bit of a roll. And that first day especially, you're not going to get many better days as an all round package as that went for us. And that really set up the game nicely for us.
And how encouraging as well is it that obviously there were some really, really good performances, obviously from yourself, Lewis, obviously from the captain, Wayne Madsen, but everyone pitched in with good performances. So it was a real, team effort to get this victory, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think that was the most pleasing thing is everyone's, they've all chipped in and everyone's done their job perfectly. And as I say, even, I suppose all the way down the list, everyone's chipped in with a wicket or they've played a crucial partnership to create the first innings lead that we had. And everyone sort of got involved with that, which, it gives the dressing room a lot of confidence. But it just shows everyone our capability and, where we want to continue playing our cricket and how we want to play our cricket. And that's the exciting thing going forward. There's that belief that's starting to come into our dressing room. And, as I say, it's trying to, I suppose, resurrect what went on last year and try and show people that we are quality players and we're a quality side and we're going to move from strength to strength.
What's it like having Wayne Madsen as captain? He's an extraordinary player, isn't he? He's what, I think he's 41 now and somehow seems to be getting better every year, but what's it like having someone in as club captain who is, has got such a wealth of experience in the game?
Yeah, I think obviously Wayne's pedigree as a player speaks for itself. He's very much someone who makes the game look very easy. He almost plays it in slow motion. It looks that easy for him. But I think since he's been given the captaincy, he's definitely, he's definitely put his spin on things, and he's, the way he's galvanized the group and he's tried to make sure that he's getting the best out of everyone. It's great to see. I suppose I call myself a senior player in the dressing room as well now, and we've had a probably a lean couple of years, especially in red ball cricket. And the way he's gone about things and the way he talks to blokes and just gets them, I suppose, on the same page, and I suppose they feel valued and motivated even more so than what they have done previously. And it's shown in that first game that everyone's playing with a smile on the face. So yeah, I think that's probably been the most impressive thing about him, is the fact that even at 41, and you know what you're going to get with the bat with Wayne, but as I say, that extra leadership qualities that he's shown, it's been pretty good to sort of watch and see from a side, but even more special to be a part of.
Yeah, the confidence within the squad must be, sky high because I'm trying to remember the last time Derbyshire won their opening match of the season. So obviously it's a bit difficult because usually the weather's pretty dismal at this time of the year as well. But it must ease a bit of pressure as well getting off to a winning start. Because obviously last season was tricky, especially within the 4-day format. But to get off to a winning start already, that must ease the pressure somewhat as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it eases the pressure as such. I think we all put ourselves under an immense amount of pressure anyway. We all know where we want to get to, and we all know what we want to try to achieve. But I think it's that, I suppose, the relief and the, I suppose, the validation it gives us that we are doing the right things and that we're moving in the right direction. I think that's probably the most pleasing thing is knowing that you spend 6 months in the winter, whether that's you stay at home in the dark, cold indoor centre, or you go away to work on your game. It gives you that, I suppose, that validation and that belief that you know what you've done has been worth all the sacrifice of, training, all the, I suppose, the hard things that you put on your body throughout the winter. It's all worth it, and I suppose it's a little bit of a reward for all the effort that you put in. And obviously everyone has a pre-season, but it was something that obviously there was a lot that we needed to address from the end of last year, and to have that first game, it gives you that belief that you, I suppose, that you've done the things that you needed to do to play the type of cricket that's going to bring results in your favour. And I suppose that's what all the fans and all the coaches and the players have wanted is to try and make sure that we're giving ourselves the best possible chance to get on the right end of the result, whereas I think previously we've struggled in the last couple of years.
And we've spoken about obviously that it being a perfect start for Derbyshire, but for you individually, it's got to be considered a perfect start for yourself for the season. So you got match figures of, I think it's 10 for 97. I think that's the best figures you've ever got in a first class game. I mean, just how pleased are you with your opening to the season? Because it couldn't really have got much better.
Yeah, it's I suppose it's something that for those that have known the journey that I've been on with my body, especially with I've had a couple of major operations, which I suppose has limited what I've been able to do, especially with the ball. But yeah, I know how much work I've put into my body and how much I've had to sacrifice and to go off and do that. And as I say, to get given the opportunity to take the new ball in this game was something that I suppose I haven't been as nervous about in cricket as I have been taking the new ball in this game for a very long time. So yeah, it was unexpected. But yeah, the backing that the coaching staff and Wayne put in me, and to then to be able to carry out and put in a performance that helped the team win was something that's definitely fills me with a lot of pride, knowing the amount of work that I've put in. But it's something that I want to keep building on, and as I say, it's something that I want to keep challenging myself at is, can I play that pivotal role, being an all-rounder where I can influence the game both with bat and ball. And as I say, this is only one game, and it's something we've got a long way to go. We've got another 13 that we need to put our stamp on it, and try and make sure that we keep pushing, getting positive results. And if I can help in any way with that, then that's going to be extra pleasing. But I think the key focus is obviously winning games for Derbyshire and making sure we move up this table and continue to move in the right direction.
Yeah, and just looking ahead to your next game then. So it's well your first away game of the season in the County Championship, and you're away at Leicestershire. So that begins on Friday this week at 11 in the morning. How tough a game will that be on the road there against Leicestershire? What are sort of their strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah, I think they're playing some really good cricket, and they have been for the last probably year and a bit, really, where they've played some really good sort of positive brand of cricket. But yeah, they've recruited well. They've used the loan market really well, and they've got some quality players throughout the whole of their lineup. Again, they'll probably You'd probably say that they don't have the pace that Gloucester have in their bowling lineup, but at the same time, they've got some very skillful bowlers, and they've got batters that can really hurt you, and they've got some good quality in throughout their lineup. So we're going to have to make sure that again we play our brand of cricket. We've got to stick to what we did well in the last game, and if we do that, then there's no reason why we can't again get on that positive side of the result. But again, it'll be a tough game. It'll ask a lot of questions about us, a lot of different questions. Obviously, we're away from home, so it'll be in their conditions. But I think the where our squad's currently at and the belief that has, especially after this week, I think that gives us a great opportunity to test ourselves and to go out there and really put a stamp on our 2025 season. As I say, if you could get two positive results at the start of the Red Ball campaign, it really sets you up for the rest of the year. And I think, all the boys will be working extremely hard over the next couple of days to get ourselves prepared and I suppose imagine and I sort of, try and understand what we're going to come across and then, make sure that our skills are ready to combat that in the best possible way.
Okay, fantastic. And hopefully the weather will continue to be very nice as well, so we can get a full 4 days of cricket, or maybe even 3 days a game with you winning with a day to spare in your opening match of the season. So thanks for your time, Lewis. It's much appreciated. Congrats on the opening day win of the season, and hopefully we'll speak to you again a bit later on in the season. So thanks for your time, Lewis.
Thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate it. Thank you.